In New York for WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings. Praise and remembrances are pouring in for New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg. He died early this morning at the age of 89 due to complications from viral pneumonia. I'm joined by New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon to talk about the veteran Democratic politician and the questions surrounding his replacement in the U.S. Senate. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Amy.
Let's start with a quick biography. Lautenberg was the son of working-class Jewish immigrants in Paterson, New Jersey. He started ADP, the huge payroll company, enormously successful businessman. He made a fortune that he parlayed into a second career in politics, serving five terms in the U.S. Senate. What else are the people you spoke to today remembering about Senator Lautenberg?
Tremendous respect and adoration is pouring in from every corner of the region and Washington. President Obama spoke about him. He's best known for making it illegal to smoke on airplanes, really. And if for anyone who's younger than us, they might not realize what it used to be like to sit on an airplane in cigarette smoke.
And we are in our 20s, I might add.
Yeah, I'll take forever 39 myself. You know, this was a huge thing back when he did it. Long before Bloomberg was mayor of New York and on a public health kick, Frank Lautenberg was talking about public health.
And secondhand smoke,
yes.
In particular, yes.
Yes, so that was a huge victory for him. He was a very strong advocate for mass transit and for Amtrak, and the New Jersey Transit Transfer Station in Secaucus is named after him and will be forever. And he was a very, very strong advocate for gun control, which, you know, was a battle that he lost just as he was fighting really for his life. He was very ill the last few months.
Right. He was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2010 and decided he would not run for re-election. What was Governor Christie saying about Frank Lautenberg today? Christie, the Republican governor of a very blue state who gets to choose Lautenberg's replacement.
Right. And he was scheduled to speak today at a political women's conference in Trenton, and he scrapped that speech and instead spent 6 minutes talking only about Lautenberg. That's the only thing he said. So that was really quite respectful and reverent.
Never was Senator Lautenberg to be underestimated as an advocate for the causes that he believed in, and as an adversary in the political world.
Governor Christie speaking to what many people spoke to about Senator Lautenberg, that he had deep beliefs, especially when it came to public health and gun control, and fought a lot of legislative battles for those issues. Has there been any word on how Governor Christie is thinking about replacing Lautenberg, or who he's thinking of replacing him with?
No. And the political parties and their lawyers are scrambling today. It's just nobody can seem to give us a clear interpretation of the law. And I've read the law, and it's pretty confusing. It kind of depends on what you take to mean the various commas in the law and whether these are the governor has options or not. So the whole thing revolves around whether the seat is vacated within 70 days of a general election. So it is more than 70 days right now till November, and Governor Christie could put this on the November election for 2013. But it is, what's unclear is whether he could call for a special election. It's unclear what would happen to the primary, which happens to be tomorrow in New Jersey. So there would have to be another primary if there's going to be a U.S. Senate seat election in November. And then it's, like I said, it's unclear whether Christie would choose to have a special election.
If he appoints somebody, and let's just say he appoints a Republican, he follows his party, and which names are being bandied about as possible Republican Senate contenders?
Joe Carrillos is a close friend of Christie's and ran against Menendez last year. Tom Kane Jr. also had an unsuccessful bid for the Senate and is a popular Republican with a bit of a statewide name because his father is a former governor. Bill Baroni is a close ally of Governor Christie. He's now at the Port Authority. So those are kind of the leading names being tossed out.
Nancy Solomon is the managing editor of WNYC's sister station, New Jersey Public Radio, speaking about Frank Lautenberg. The veteran senator died today at the age of 89 due to complications from viral pneumonia. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.